When high school students hear that they've been accepted by a college, it's usually a cause for celebration. For hundreds of students accepted by the University of Illinois at Chicago this year, that celebration was short-lived. More students than expected accepted invitations to attend, so the university was forced to unaccept more than 300 of them. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports UIC is one of many colleges running out of space.
Everything was going well this year for 17-year-old Priyanka Rajaram, a student at Barrington High School in a Chicago suburb. She was on the honor roll and had set her sights on the University of Illinois at Chicago.
I researched a number of schools, and I wanted to stay in Chicago. That was like one of the best commuter schools. And I applied somewhere around September last year. I got accepted in October.
Rajaram was thrilled and told the one other college that had accepted her that she wouldn't be attending. Then UIC told her that she'd been waitlisted 8 months after she was accepted because the college had accepted too many students.
I was shocked because I had nowhere else to go. Admissions were closed, so there was nothing I could do.
When this thing first happened, at 5:45 in the morning, I had a father standing at my door saying, "Bruce, what do we do with this?" I said, "Well, this just can't be."
Bruce Scher is Rajaram's college admissions counselor. Colleges typically accept more students than they have room for, knowing that some will go elsewhere. Scher says it's a tricky science, but he says UIC should have anticipated the demand, given the poor economy and the expanding student population seeking affordable public colleges.
I just don't think that they really took into consideration college educations are becoming so expensive and so competitive. One of their big jobs is trying to hit that mark of, you know, how many students can we admit, and that's how the whole process remains ethical and upright.
University of Illinois at Chicago spokesman Bill Burton says applications have been rising steadily in recent years, but he says this is the first time UIC admitted too many students.
We did have a record number of applications this year, and the number was 13,600.
That's 13,600 applicants for just 2,600 spaces. Burton says that's fewer spaces than in the past because of 3 years of state budget cuts.
Of courses and sections. This campus alone has absorbed $100 million in budget cuts, cash rescissions, and unavoidable expenses over the last 3 years.
Burton says UIC is trying to accommodate those formerly accepted students, but 140 of them remain on the wait list. Robert Templin, president of Northern Virginia Community College outside of Washington, says what happened at UIC is increasingly common.
At community colleges, for example, we admit many more students than we actually have capacity. They find out when they try to register for classes that there isn't enough space in the classes that they want. That's a typical story, all too typical.
In the U.S., the number of high school graduates is expected to peak in 2007, when universities will have to accommodate an additional 2.5 million students. Templin says without significant restructuring of the higher ed system and more money, that will be a challenge.
And over this decade, it's going to unfold as we witness thousands of Americans who are qualified to go to college being turned away simply because we don't have the capacity.
As for Priyanka Rajaram, this story ends well. She says her energetic college advisor, Bruce Scher, went to bat for her and convinced UIC to readmit her.
That was great because, like, I knew I couldn't go back to high school, and I didn't want to waste a whole year sitting at home.
But it's not so great for the 140 other students still on the wait list, many of whom don't have the support and advocacy of a well-financed suburban high school like Priyanka Rajaram. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.